Mr. Hutchinson, thank you so much for joining me. I wanted to first ask you just generally, because this is one thing that was touched on at the panel, you know, legislation, Dreamer legislation, was brought up several times, and your opinion has kind of stalled out. And I was wondering if you could kind of give me the building blocks of that and take me through why you think that we're in this current situation.
Sure. And, you know, thank you, Ryan, for having me on your show. So this is an issue that's, you know, been around longer than, you know, actually I've been working in politics, you know. And so, you know, but this year, you know, there was momentum that built because of the threats posed to DACA, because, you know, then candidate Trump and now President Trump threatened to rescind every executive order from the previous administration. And so to us, that meant, you know, DACA as well, too. And so what you saw, you know, at the start of 2017 was a concerted effort by members on both sides of the aisle to try to get some type of legislation passed. You know, honestly, going into it, I don't think the DREAM Act was probably a reality, given that a lot of conservatives didn't support the legislation. Although they supported the idea, they didn't support the legislation itself. You know, they supported some path forward, but they didn't want to support that version of it. So it was obvious that some type of compromise was going to have to come to fruition. So, you know, I'm talking about a coalition of people across the country, you know, made every effort, you know, to bring Dreamers to the Hill on multiple occasions to talk to members of Congress about getting some version of the Dream Act passed. And I think I mentioned at the panel the other night how we got positive responses from members of both sides of the aisle. We met with leadership. We met with Majority Leader Tim McCarthy. We talked to other folks who all said to our faces and to the faces of DACA recipients that something would get done. The frustration for, you know, an individual like myself, DACA recipients, and other advocates is that, you know, despite these assurances, despite these promises, nothing actually happened. Nothing came to fruition. You know, the last ditch effort was the discharge petition, which was two votes away, where there were 216 members that supported it, and we needed to get 218, and we were two members away from having this petition brought to the floor, which would have forced a vote on various types of DREAM legislation. I mentioned at the panel that was the DREAM Act, that was the USA Act, that was the RAISE Act introduced by Congressman Goodlatte, and then a bill introduced by the Speaker himself. You know for a fact that, you know, listen, I mentioned at the panel, you know, 218 is the magic number, and you know for a fact that the bills introduced by Mr. Goodlatte and most likely a compromise bill by the Speaker would not pass. What realistically had a chance of passing was a compromise bill like the USA Act. And I think for whatever reason, you know, leaders in Congress were scared to bring that to the floor. Although there's enormous support, and I should know how much support there is across the country, even on the Republican side, for a bipartisan legislative solution for DACA recipients.
The USA Act that you mentioned, I believe you said, is one that's more of a compromise bill.
Right.
And I was wondering if you could kind of like, you know, summarize what makes it something that both sides of the aisle might support.
In making bills and trying to pass legislation, you're never going to get everything that you want, you know. And the thing I left everybody with at the panel of this conversation was 218 is the magic number, right? And what's going to get you the 218 votes? And right now, we know for a fact that the proposals posed by the administration, the four pillars, didn't get the votes necessary. I think there were 193 votes for the Goodlatte bill when it was brought to the floor a couple weeks ago. Whereas the USA Act has 193 Republican co-sponsors, you know, so you add that with Democrats as well, Congress, and get the 218 easily. So what that bill does, and why it's a compromise, is that it does two things. Not only does it provide a path forward for DACA recipients towards legal permanent status, but it also provides funding for the border wall. It's not something that, you know, Ford U.S. as an organization supports, per se, the border wall. But, you know, what's most important right now is making sure these DACA recipients, you know, have the protection that they need. They have a permanent legislative solution. So when you just look at the pure numbers, it's why I feel like the USA Act was the most reasonable alternative to come to the floor, or potentially come to the floor, because it provides you with the path forward for DACA recipients and the border security measures as well, too, that are coveted by the immigrant hardliners. So, you know, but that was stalled by leadership, and I'm confident, you know, we as an organization were confident that we had the votes moving forward. Although a lot of the elements of the bill, you know, would be hard to swallow, you know, the legislative process, legislative lawmaking is supposed to be about compromise, right? And so, you know, we felt like this was the best compromise moving forward.
I was going to say, when would be the next chance in the legislative process that this, is up on deck again to get voted on?
Well, you know, we're looking at August recess coming up, right? And so that's the entire month of August where all the members are gone. And then when they come back, there'll be a brief time before they jump right back into, you know, campaign mode, right? You know, for the November election. So I don't know, maybe a lame duck session, you know, but even then, I don't think so. I think it would have to happen to start the next Congress, you know, but I guess it'd be my best guess. But, you know, if there was one possibility left here in 2018, I would say the lame duck.
Mr. Hutchinson, thanks so much again for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for having me, and glad to talk to you guys anytime.